Athletes that excel and they give their credit to their coaches. As entrepreneurs within the community, there's a huge value in us connecting with the right coaches, the coaches that will challenge us, make us accountable, and teach us the tips and tricks that will bring the business to the next level. I am excited for today. We have his brother, Jarvis Gray, business coach from Atlanta, Georgia, who is going to be blessing our listeners and bringing us to another level today on the Empower Hour.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We bring empower to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
I'm so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating this opportunity for us to be able to be on here today. I just ask that the time that we spend, let it be very uplifting, let it be very fun, let it be entertaining, most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners. And I'm just sending out that spirit of love, that spirit of light, that spirit of unity, strength, great health, peace, and joy. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Hey.
Woo! Guys, I'm feeling it. Every time, guys. Queens, how was your week? How is everything? Talk to me. Let the people know.
Well, this week was pretty quiet, but I definitely appreciated the weather. So I'm still doing my walks and stuff because, you know, it's still been like 6 degrees, 4 degrees.
Amen.
Sweater on there. Yeah. You said excuse us?
No. I said thank you, Jesus.
Oh, okay. High key, because like I'm just like, if this is winter, I could do this. We can do this, you know. So I really appreciated that. But it's been a bit of a rough week because I'm on these new meds, and boy oh boy, I'm on the week where it says the acclimation of the body is a little rough.
Mm.
I've never felt this before in my life. And I'm just I can't wait till week 5 or 6 when it's supposed to end. So
wow. You know, not to be an advocate for narcotics, but the miracle drug, marijuana, I highly recommend it. Let me tell you a little story. There was a time I was living in Toronto, and I was in my Jesus time. So I was like, yo, super church, everything. And I was not down for anything wayward. But I did happen to go out the night before, drank a little too much. And the next morning, my stomach was on wishy-washy. My older sister, shout out to Big She, she's like, look, I know you're not smoking. And we're driving back to Montreal, and I was hurt. Like, I was like, kill me now, Lord. And she's like, yo, just take 2 draws. And I reluctantly did. But guys, it just, the nausea, I don't know what it is in marijuana. Like, maybe we could have a professional come on and explain it to us. But it's something in taking a couple of draws of it. I don't know if you have to smoke it. Maybe you could, it could be edible. I don't know how that works. I never went there. It settled the stomach in a second. Your appetite comes back. You feel like, I never left. Anyways, guys, sorry, I'll digress.
I might have to look into that because y'all already know that's not my zhuzh.
Mm-hmm.
But this ain't my zhuzh either. This feeling is not it. It's not it.
What you taking this medication for?
Girl, we online.
Well, like listen, why would you bring it up? We're trying to help. We are trying to help.
Yeah, but you just...
I'm sorry.
That's what offline is for. What is happening today?
I love it. I was going to ask. I was close to asking, but see, that's why I love Kaya, man.
We're going to chime in afterwards because we might need to hook you up with Paul, too. You might need to see Paul. And we need to find a natural version of these, whatever it is that you've taken, so yes. That because what's probably making you feel sick is the fact that you eat so clean, you exercise, you do all those things, and then you just took doctor's trash and put it in your body.
We'll talk about it offline.
Snap to that. Doctor's trash. I'm all for that. Batting that up. Natural remedies all day.
Hi, how was your week?
To tell you the truth, I had a crazy week. For those of you who know me, you know that in the past, I once lived a very sordid lifestyle. And my lifestyle has caught up to me. I am currently dealing with kind of like a stalker situation. I've never, you know, been this vocal about it before, but I have decided that after 10 years off and on of being stalked by this person, whenever they got ready to just go to the law. And I don't usually, you know, that's not something I preach, mm-hmm. but sometimes you gotta fight the man with the man.
Talk about it.
And so this week, I'm going to free up my life because I need it. I started watching this TV show on Netflix. I Am a Stalker.
Oh, good. Kaya. Oh,
I did. Because, and you know what? What let me know that I needed to pursue this. This show actually is what moved me in the direction because they have some stories that I'm like, this woman was being stalked by her own husband.
Wait, what?
How is that even possible?
Because when you tell your husband, well, I don't feel like it today, and then he feels like you're doing something else, and you go to work and he's in the bushes, and then he's attacking your coworkers because you talk to them. He's seen you talk to them in the break room. And then he follows you in a car that he rented so that you don't know that it's him. And he walks in the grocery store behind you in a disguise. Women are truly, and men are truly being stalked by their own lovers. Okay. And I think that was possible. And part of what happens to us that we start to sometimes normalize those behaviors like, oh, he really likes me, or, oh, he's really into me. Gosh, he be acting all crazy, love me so much. But there's no doubt that there's an attraction, but it may be a fatal attraction. And I needed to, after watching this, I knew that I needed to take some action. So this week for me is a life-changing week. I started to get my house together, get my life together. I'm making a plan for my life because I realized that I had a lot of toxic stuff going on that I just wasn't fond of anymore. So I started to revamp my life. So I look forward to keeping you guys posted on the developments with the new things I'm about to start doing and my workout routines and my affirmations and my new videos that I plan on doing. So you guys just stay tuned and look out for your girl. And I got some new music I'm about to put out too. So I've been pennying on that. It's time for me to just, you know, segue into a different part of life. So I hope that you guys come and because you're all welcome on this journey. And that was my week in a nutshell.
Yo. Man, yeah, thank you. You just gave me that whole perspective on that stalker stuff. I never thought of that. But yeah, no, there are some husbands out there that will go hard in the paint like that. And I never, it's one thing to question your wife, like, you know, and to be like, yo, what's happening, you know, but to go to that extent, even actually following her to work, I didn't think that was that crazy at the beginning. I was like, you know, just you want to make sure she's going. But then to start harassing her coworkers and then to follow her into the grocery, I'm not sure if it's even point. There's a point in being in a relationship. I think you're because there's no trust there, and it's there's definitely an issue. So my week, well, you guys know I live this rock and roll lifestyle. So hey, I went to Toronto on Saturday morning. My wife and I, it was awesome. So first road trip was dope. Her and I we left the kiddies at home, and. Yeah, it was dope. We took the time, we politicked, and it was cool. I encourage everybody to do this. Like, you definitely want to marry somebody that's like your friend first. Because we spent the bulk of the car ride talking. Like, it was like, it wasn't just like music and silence in the cars. Like, we found topics to talk about, spoke about all kind of random things. Like, you know, just that's what it was. Got out there, had a great time. So I definitely want to give shot. Ryan Knight from ACBN, so that's the African Canadian Business Network. I got to give him his shout out, his props. It was cool to go and connect, to see so many awesome people within the community, to see what they've been doing out there. They've really been serving for anybody who is looking for help with grants and stuff like that. Ryan is the man. ACBN is the organization, the OFC. Like, we went out there because we're building and we're establishing tighter relationships and bonds between our organization. So it was important for me to actually go and be present too. So that was just super lit. We had a really, really good time. So again, big shout out to everybody out there. Then went, checked out a couple of people's, turned up. It was great. Turned up like old people. We went house hopping, you know, checking family, checking friends, the whole nine. That was great. on the way back to Montreal now, Shy and I got very philosophical. And what, pardon me, Gina?
Philosophical
is what you said? But you know what I mean, right? You know what I mean, right? Because what is the English language anyways?
You're right.
Just from the vibe of what I said in the tones, you guys did get what I was saying. So anyway, but it's always been a hard word for me. Philosophical? Anyways, thank you. Point is, it came down to, it is what it is, guys. It is what it is. We spent hours talking, going back, and it came down to that nucleus. And we're like, you know what, bro? This is Aaron and I were talking. It is what it is, man. Everything in life, it's like where we get caught up is because we're getting caught up in the past, in the future. We get anxiety, like we live in regret. But if you could accept that, it is what it is, man. Like right now, this is what it is. Like this is your reality. Yes, you're going to change it. Yeah, things are going to happen for the future. You're going to morph things as you want to. But there's no point in stressing the future or worrying about the past or regretting anything that was, because that's what was. It is what it is, guys. I have to tell you, I've been telling myself, I've been using that as a mantra now in the back of my head, because you guys might not know, half my life I live in regret. I don't know why. I remember so many things in my past and I wish I did them better. I try to get over it. It's an area of development for myself. I'm being vulnerable with you guys. I'm following MCD Solo's example here. I'm just being vulnerable, just sharing, guys. This is just a part of my reality. But this past week has been an awesome week, because it's like I've been feeling light. And anytime I start to go back in the past or whatever the case, I just remember, bro, pause. It is what it is, man. Like, just moving forward. And it's been such an exceptional and light feeling week, guys. I have to tell you, and I wish just for everybody, all our friends, families, listeners. Now, I'm not saying it's the magic wand to light. But if you can use it as a mantra and it does help you, please do so. Just remind yourself, yo, it is what it is, and you could change things. Things can move forward in the way you want it to go. So that was the highlight of my week. I want to plug a show. I think I might have shared it with you guys, and it's called Riches. Guys, I love it so much, guys. It was a season. And it's basically, it's about an African family. They run a business. They're in makeup, cosmetics. Mm-hmm. And it's an African empire. And it's like the drama that happens behind this, you know, multi-millionaire family when the father passes away. You know, it's always one of those things where the dad who's the head of it dies, and then all the youths from all over kind of show up, and it's all kind of thing. But yo, guys, the storyline, everything, I'm a genuine fan. I forgot. I wanted to actually plug the writer of the show and everything on the episode today, but whatever, you guys know, I get down. I'm at least plugging the show. You guys check it out. It's called Riches. If it's not one of the best shows you've watched, come and tell me. But just to tell you guys, there was a night I watched like 3 episodes back to back. And it's because I told myself, look, all right, after this episode, for sure, I'm not going to even want to watch another one. So I'm just going to watch this one and go to bed. And I was like, okay, well, Well, I'm kind of up still, so let me watch the second one just to see how that one finished. But for sure, by the end of this one, it's late, I'm tired, I'm not even going to... Yo, by the end of the second one, I was like, yo, I can't stop this.
It's called binge watching.
Yo, thank you, Gina.
It's called Crack. The show is Crack. It got you up itching. It's like, I got it.
Literally, if you guys get to see me, I'm like, yo, this is... Hold on. Yo, I haven't had this experience, this feeling, this vibe about a show in a long, long time. Well, I big up Atlanta. Sorry?
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, as you've been saying, Atlanta is your show. I'm about to say, bigger than Atlanta?
I give Atlanta its love and its credit for what it's doing, but I'm going to put Riches above Atlanta. That's just to tell you right now, my peoples, how I love the show. But anyways, guys, so that was my week, and this is where I'm at in life. I'm sure I have more things to tell you guys. I'll tell you throughout the episode. But I'm excited because the guest that we have on today, the conversation in itself is worth money. Guys, when you tune in today, you're welcome. Feel free to send donations to the Empower Hour because you are getting access to information that people normally pay for. Like I'm telling you the things that just in this interview, and I made it a point to pull stuff out of him that he could share with you guys. It's business. Now, I like creating an opportunity for everybody to learn. So although the person that we're talking to today is all about, he's a business coach and he's bringing you to another level, but the fundamentals that he's teaching, you could apply them to your life, guys. So I want you guys to sit back, stay tuned, get excited. We're going to hop into a quick break, and then we're going to be back with Parlay with the People.
Mixing it down. It's DJ K-Quick.
Stand up and run the way you put it on me body. I'm me feel it all out, now you alone get me so naughty. You make me fall in love, me shoulda listen to me charge it. Tremble and I'm on. Lose control if me get a scent where similar to your cologne. Want your butt, no need it, that's just how I feel. Oh, 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 we both know. You're not right for me, so I better you go. Yeah, I'm done, 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 done. Now wait till you settle down. Now I'm gonna make you lift your spell pan me.
Things are get out of hand. You share your future. Spread the word around. Come lock your city down. Say what them gonna do? What the hell them gonna do? When me and my crew come lock the whole city down. Because the bad boy them a mash up the town, and if the minute is another showdown. Why boy, oh, why boy? Still a go on like devil. Parade the place and a burst and pebble. Old people pot can bubble. I love my bank them fi cool. Bank them put down them too. Them still a go on like stiff naked fool. I make the devil write them like noon. Two by them a mash up the town. Every minute is another showdown. Why boy, oh. But them a mash up the place, and man a get shot in the face. Why boy, oh, why boy, hey. Tell them for me, them put a bad legs on them. I clean them steel and I rinse them iron. Tell them make a ball of Chinese state from Zion. With the cosmic power and the strength of a lion. Messenger, they hear me and beg you no fi come. All who out there around the place warm. In the name of the Almighty, stop fire then I come. Before you know another,
you know like this, we not play with love. A long time on a DJ in a dance. A long time on a chant in a dance. My come for nice up this year, yeah. My come for nice up Jamaica. But watch a check. Dance off, sell off. Dance off to cough. Liquor, sell off. Georgie wine, sell off. People really see it and have to laugh. Oh, Lord. Promoter and his eyes, you have to laugh. Oh, them now. Cha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Cha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Born and grow in Jamaica. No matter where my bum in a hall.
never left Jamaica. In comes King Kabaka, lyrical champion. Watch me chop up the rhythm like a sword from Japan. So bright and for squint like a real Chinese man. Practitioner of yoga but not Indian. Lyrics them a weapon of mass destruction. Me up nuclear bomb like a American. Can't overstand like a Egyptian. I'm a glyphic when me ship it to the fifth dimension. Me chat it on the rhythm not a film religion. You get twist up and plot up like a Brazilian. Pile off your face with the mic in my hand. Then me sip a cup of tea like me come from England. A long time I'm a DJ in a dance. A long time I'm a chant in a dance. Me come for nice up the area. Me come for nice up Jamaica. But watch your check. Dance off the pop. Dance on Salam. Liquor Salam. Georgie White Salam. People really see it and have to laugh. Oh, no.
See your face. Check what they're doing to this place. They're moving in so much haste. When the lady gamma rays, we can let some full display.
Mixing it down. It's DJ K Quick.
You are a mountain. You are a river. Out there is a jungle. Got to be stronger.
You can see a man's face, but never his heart. Trust no shadows at the dark. Shadows at the dark.
You can show you care. Keep that love in your heart. Trust no shadow at the dark. Shadow at the dark.
And whatever the circumstance, pushing you to take a chance, you better follow your intuition, telling you to take a stand.
You can see the face, but not the heart. Those who want to do wrong. So many gone without a trace, gone without a sound.
You gotta believe and never let go, never let go. Ooh, because you can see a man's face, but you can't see his heart.
Trust no shadow at the dark, no shadow at the dark.
You can show you.
Shadow at the dark, no shadow at the dark.
You can see man's face, but you can't see his heart.
Lady in and Lady D presents to you Black and White, The Return. Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. And this year is the Dubai edition.
Hi, baby. Come to Dubai.
And featuring music by Montreal's favorites, DJ Big Worm, James Bond, and King Fiery. All the way from Toronto, soul to soul.
Yeah, you got a moment.
It all goes down in the Hampton Inn and Suites, 1900 Trans-Canada Highway in Dover. Black and White, the Dubai edition, Saturday
December 31st, New Year's Eve, inside the Hampton Inn and Suites. It's a year-to-year sold-out event you can't afford to miss. Be there. Yeah.
We're gonna get funky.
Parlay with the people.
All right, beautiful people. So we are back. So like we had mentioned at the top of the show, guys, you guys know the Empower Hour. We are here for the people, and business is, we can't avoid business. We've been talking about the value of being an entrepreneur, the tool that you need as an entrepreneur, and in anything, if you're going to strive, if you're going to make moves, you need a coach. Like in any game, in any sport, and business is very much a sport, so you need a coach. This brother that we have the pleasure of interviewing today, it's a brother I've met a couple months ago at this point. I'm glad we've had made this connection. I've been ranting and raving about this cross-border, my vision of bridging between Canada and the United States, and I think with this brother, we're going to be able to open the floodgates. So with no further ado, I want to welcome our brother, Jarvis Gray. Welcome to Parley with the People. Thank you for being on with us today on the Empower Hour, my brother.
No, thank you very much, man. It is an honor to see you this morning and just to collaborate with you and speak to the people, man. I am honored to be here.
Good. Thank you. So like we, as the people know, how I like to get down. So before we dive into the business, I'd like to give our guests an opportunity just to introduce yourself to our listeners so people get to know a little bit more about you. So you can go right ahead, my brother.
All right. No, well, like you said, Jarvis Gray, originally, obviously born and raised here in the States, but originally from Miami, but I reside in Atlanta, Georgia now, where I'm sure it is much warmer than where you are, family. But, I am fortunate. I've been in my business since 2017. I am the proud owner, founder of the Quality Coaching Company, where I serve my clients as a business growth strategist. But by background, I'm an industrial engineer, which is basically a business engineer for those not familiar with that background. Mm-hmm. Was in healthcare for 15 plus years, doing strategy, process improvement, business development. I was on the path to try to grow as a healthcare executive. And the further up I got, the more I found myself working, killing myself, stressing myself out. And I just had that moment, like many entrepreneurs do, Pharaoh, where I was just like, you know, if I'm going to do this and fight and struggle, I think I want to do it on my own. And so 2017, I took a lot of the things I did in my corporate life and started my business. A lot of training for project management and Lean Six Sigma, which is a quality improvement methodology used in a lot of corporations. So that's how I kicked off the name of my business, the Quality Coaching Company.
Wait, and actually, hold on. You're saying some gems. So hold on. So now okay. That Six Sigma, I've never heard of that term.
Okay. So Lean and Six Sigma, these are two business improvement methodologies that were launched back around the 80s, essentially. That's when they gained a lot of popularity by Toyota and Motorola. So these are, you know, two very well-known companies that pushed this out. Over the last 15 to 20 years, you know, from my background in healthcare organizations have really started to adopt these. And so without a doubt, I mean, these are top-notch skills and backgrounds and methodologies to make businesses better, to make them more profitable. And so that's everything that I've done in my entire corporate career. Like I said, I just turned that into a business model. So I taught it. So, you know, I was doing a lot of teaching and training, teaching other business leaders how to apply these same skills into their business or their facilities. And then, you know, I pivoted right around 2019, 2020, when the pandemic started kicking in, to now not only just teach it, but to coach it specifically for small business owners so they could start learning all the skills. And of course, you know, my growth and all of that, Pharaoh, was I had to learn new skills myself. So not just the Lean and Six Sigma, the analytics, the operations, all the things that make business important, but also now I started pulling in the marketing, the sales, you know, everything that it takes to run a very well-oiled machine. but that's so, you know.
And so, and sorry, and hold on, sorry.
Yeah, because, sorry. Because, yeah,
even as you're dropping these gems, so what I'm getting is almost like, and maybe forgive the term, but you're almost like the Robin Hood of coaching. So you're taking knowledge that these mega corporations are using to advance themselves, and you're implementing that and helping the small to medium sized entrepreneur to expand. Is that fair?
I love how you put that. I'm completely stealing that from the, you know, the Robin Hood of coaching. But no, that is literally it, because
I love that.
Yeah, because even when I kicked off my business, I was doing it specifically for, you know, the big corporations. You know, I've literally had billion-dollar clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started seeing how businesses were struggling, especially right at the beginning of the pandemic,
yeah,
that's when I started to really make the pivot, and didn't even dawn on me until I saw the pain, the stress, you know, the closed businesses,
yeah,
that small businesses need this knowledge too. And yes, you know, you can go get a consultant that would do it, but these consultants, they're going to charge multi six-figure contracts to come into a small business that probably can't afford it.
That's it.
So that's really where the passion is now.
What I appreciate about the model of coaching, that philosophy of teaching a man to fish, because you could, like, you know what I mean? You could come exactly. in and do it for them, but it's a lot more empowering, and it has a longer effect if you teach them how to do it and how to continue to sustain themselves.
Yeah, Pharaoh, man, all of my clients know I'm trying to fire myself as quickly as possible. So I have to teach you as much as I can and make sure we put it into place. Mm-hmm. We implement those standard operating procedures so it becomes a normal part of their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my mindset. I mean, if I love the analogy that you share, like all of the great athletes have coaches, but you know, look at a lot of those athletes after their careers, they go on to become coaches themselves a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
That's when you know you're doing a good job, when you're building people so that they can go and start teaching others. That's a large part of it. But yeah, that's the background. But outside of that, Pharaoh, man, I tell everybody I'm a two trick pony.
Yeah.
I can talk business all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a dad and a husband. So you know, I was just sharing with you, you know, I have a 9-year-old soon to be this week coming up, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. And 20 minutes ago, we were just watching Paw Patrol. So if y'all want to talk cartoons and all the cool things going on for kids, I'm that guy. If you want to talk business strategy and how to grow your business, I'm that guy. So that's really it in a lot of ways.
You see, and I appreciate that, because you understand the reality of what a lot of our business owners are going through. Like, a lot of us are that we are parents. We have to balance the reality of being in business. We have to but also balance that work family relationship. So it is awesome to be able to have a coach that could resonate with that could understand that reality, also sympathize with it, because you understand where we're coming from. So it really does you know, have that amazing impact. There's a question I wanted to ask you, like, before we even go super deep dive, or actually, I guess it's a perfect time to segue into even more about the business.
Absolutely.
Now, as I've explained to the listeners, and as you just did as well, you're based out in Atlanta. A lot of our listeners, like, we have listeners from all over the world who tune in and who support and who are part of the OFC and who tune into the radio and our online platforms and stuff like that. Now, for a business owner who's in, let's say, Montreal or Toronto, who's listening, and they're like, okay, so, well, you're out there. How can you help my business out here? You know, like, can you speak to that? Can you let people know, like, how that could work?
Yeah, I mean, the vast majority of all of my clients, we're all virtual. So I have clients all over the states here in the U.S. Just even picked up my first international client in a couple of years, but I've had international clients throughout the course of my career path. You know, the cool thing about business is that it really comes down to a lot of key processes, a lot of, you know, your ability to track key metrics in your business. And it doesn't matter the country, it doesn't matter the location, especially considering how much we've adopted virtual capabilities over the past few years. I tell every business owner, every business has six key processes that you have to have figured out. Mm-hmm. And it centers around strategy, operation, your people processes, your systems, finance, and then sales and marketing.
Hold on, brother. You know people are listening and they're trying to write that down. Hold on. Let's give it to them one more time. slowly so that you can take it in. And yeah, guys, know that this is another nugget for you guys, but we're expecting everybody to come out, and it's going to be a free workshop. So there's no reason to not be able to take part and join. It's going to be online, so all the members from all over the world could take part. But we'll repeat these just for you guys, these 6 key processes, and I'm writing them down too. So Brother Jarvis, can you repeat it one more time for us?
Absolutely, absolutely. So strategy. So how do you build strategy, assess strategy within your business, your operations? How do you deliver on the things that you're, you know, whether it's a product or a service, how do you deliver your people processes? So hopefully, I know a lot of us are one man shops, one woman shops, but you still need to build a model so you can work yourself out of being the person who wears all the hats. So you have to have people processes set up, then your systems. Right. Again, so much of the world is built around information and technology systems. My favorite acronym from systems is all of the elements that save you stress, time, energy, and money. Right. That's the acronym for the word systems.
I love that. Okay.
So we have to figure out systems and the things that we could automate. I do a lot of automation support for my clients now. Mm-hmm. That's a new piece of my business I'm building up. But again, systems, we need them.
Yeah.
Your financial processes. So how do you manage your books, manage your projections, manage your expenses, right? Mm-hmm. So all of your financial processes, and then sales and marketing. So every business needs those. So to your question, I mean, those are the areas that I play in when I'm working with my clients. Mm-hmm. We are touching on those. We're making sure that they exist. Do you have them? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. And then if you don't, that's what we're building. If you do, that's what we're optimizing. So.
I know for myself, for the OFC, I'm excited. I know I'm looking forward to getting involved with you and for getting started, because right, I could see where, even in the process that you just listed out, where we might not be putting enough focus. Mm-hmm. I know we have certain aspects in play, and I'm glad you actually highlighted or explained what people processes is. Because at first, when I heard people processes, I automatically assumed it was how I'm interacting with people externally. But from the breakdown, it's actually more internal, like to prepare to delegate, to prepare to transition, almost like to and that like a lot of entrepreneurs, that is an area of development, like to get somebody else that could be just like me, or to help to take on certain administrative tasks. And I guess I'm not sure if the word is to trust them to do it well, but it's like, you know, you want to put people in place, and you want to let go and say, okay, you know, I've delegated that. But when it's your baby, when it's a business that you built, and you're interacting and you have certain relationships with your clients, and you want to make sure that they don't feel like, you know, they're getting shortchanged by not dealing with you as the guy anymore. That's been an area of development. So I'm glad that's one of the points that we're going to be deep diving on.
No, well, when you think about it, you know, organizations like, you know, here in the States, we have Chick-fil-A. I don't know if you guys have it up there in Canada.
No, we don't have Chick-fil-A, but we hear about it all the time in music.
Okay. But, you know, they have a very strong reputation for like the culture. You can go to any Chick-fil-A and the staff there will always greet you a certain way. They set a standard, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're talking about also with the people processes. What's the culture of the organization, so that every customer client has that same experience? Go to Disney, same mindset, right? Yeah. There's an expectation, there's a standard. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of what also falls into the people processes, not just the delegation, but making sure, to your point, mm-hmm. we want to delegate and the same standard is there, so that people have that same high experience and same high set of expectations.
Man, okay, so I can tell you I'm excited, and I know our listeners who are the entrepreneurs are tuning in, because you're saying things, you're saying a lot of refreshing things. And not to knock any of the coaches that we have that we've been working with, like, there's tons of coaches, but everybody has different life experiences that will bring different things to the pot, you know. And this is the power of being a part of a community, right? Is that people will come with different things and add to the pot, that is what gives it its flavor, so to speak. It's exciting to hear, and it's invigorating to hear the things that you're going to bring. So now, as an entrepreneur, can you walk us through the experience? So somebody wants to start to connect with you or work with you. Like, what's the process like? And then from there, we'll go into the event that we're setting up for the community to take part in.
Yeah. So, you know, I always welcome just a conversation. I try to network and connect with folks. And I'm the kind of person, the kind of business coach that no matter what, I want to leave you better than I found you. So I'm always going to start, you know, I always ask permission to put on my business coach hat when I meet with someone.
Right.
And then I'm just like, oh, interesting. You know, tell me about yourself. And I just, that's where the starting point is. Let's have a conversation. Help me understand any situation that may be going on. I'm always going to start giving advice and thoughts, strategies, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking for energy at the end of the day. I want to make sure, you know, when I work with entrepreneurs, you got to be in a place where you are hungry. The reality is not everybody's coachable, but every entrepreneur wants to grow their business.
Well said.
So I'm not always looking for clients. Again, I'm looking for people that I can just support right there in the moment. But if there is an opportunity to take it to a new level, I will invite most people to, I have an amazing business assessment process where, again, I kind of go in depth around a number of strategies that I coach on regularly with my clients. And we're looking to understand how those strategies can start to impact their business, help to grow their revenues, ultimately grow their profits. I tell all my clients, Pharaoh, that revenues feed our egos, but profits feed our family.
Talk about it. Snap. And the thing, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because again, like, we're blessed to have you take part with us in our business team meeting where you highlighted that. Like, and I know, again, we're like, and I guess this is a good time to start to segue into what people could expect, but you made that distinction. And I think that's huge for people to understand that it's not about, it's, you know what I compare it to? Another analogy. But I compare it to artists, where there's a certain thing where you could be famous or you could be rich, right? And some of the artists, like, you know, without really understanding, like, they'll get into it and they, like, yes, you're seen by everybody. You're famous.
Yeah.
But you still live home and you could barely afford your car note. But then you have the ones who, like, you know, like Ryan Leslie, who might not even be as out there, but he has a formula that makes sure that he generates revenue regularly off of everything he's doing. So it's not about being famous. It's about having that, you know, making sure your expenses are covered and you're able to live. And I think it's the same type of formula we should be looking at in terms of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, and I don't want to give too much away ahead of the workshop, because I'll probably use this example, but one of the examples that I do share is the fact that you don't need to make $1 million in your business to make the profit margins of $1 million company. And so that's an example. I'll highlight that. I'll demonstrate it, you know, in person, if that's not a teaser for everyone to come check out our workshop.
I'm sure you just said it and they're like, wait, what do you mean? What, like, how is that? And because that is a reality. There's people out there, yes, like, you on paper, you're grossing $1 million, but that's not what you're bringing home. So Correct. It's like, so that, and that's really what it is. So it's like, how do you cut the fat, so to speak, you know, to make sure that you're, like, you're running a lean organization and you have profits coming in. So let's give them, so we're setting up our workshop. So we have it set for December 17th. So it's a Saturday.
11 o'clock.
11 a.m. Saturday. And what can people expect?
This entire workshop here is actually based on a book that I published maybe about a year and a half ago now. Mm-hmm. And the title of it, I call it Planning for Sales Growth and Strategies for Profit Acceleration. And, you know, I didn't think about it.
Hold on one second. Because, you know, at the beginning, you forgot to mention you're an author, right? So you just kind of just threw that in there. Oh, right. I wrote a book. Anyways, in passing. So I got to write down the title good. And I want the listeners to as well. So can you repeat the title of the book again for us?
The title of the workshop is The Strategies for Profit Accelerations.
But your book.
The name of the book is The Revenue Playbook. So that's, and I was just going to say, you know, I didn't think about it. I'm happy to share a digital copy of the book itself. I try to just share that as a great resource. If we were networking in person, it would be basically my business card. And so that's a nugget for all the entrepreneurs out there, is take the opportunity. It's a short book, and it's literally centered on the things that I do every day. So the talk that I talk every single day, but it, I don't know, 43 pages in total, but it's a great resource.
Perfect.
And now it acts as my business card.
I love it. Good. So send it and we'll make it available. We'll put it on our page where the members could download it. And for those who are interested, and they could do a quick little pre-read before they jump into the workshop.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So then the workshop itself, again, it centers on these key strategies that I coach on with my clients. It's going to be very engaging. So please, if anyone does show up, do not plan to hide behind, you know, your cameras. I want everybody front and center. I'm going to share a mix of strategies absolutely proven to help you grow your business. And then we're going to take time in the workshop to have a conversation about it. I want anybody who attends to leave the workshop with a new list of ideas that they can go right back into their business and start to put into place. And again, like I said, I want to demonstrate a few different things. I call it my profit growth calculator. So I want to show exactly what I just said a few minutes ago. You don't need to be a $1 million company to make $1 million margins. So we're going to talk about it. And again, that's what to expect. I mean, this is a no fluff. It's not a sales pitch. This is a genuine, you will leave here better than when you arrived type of workshop. And that's what I enjoy doing, Pharaoh. And again, honored to bring it to the OFC and the community here. But that's all of what we can expect. And we'll see how far we get. I have 8 strategies in total. I probably get through 3 to 5 of them, just depending on the girth of the conversation. But we'll just keep going. And if there's a need to do an encore, I'm always happy to come back to the demand of the audience.
So. Oh, my brother. Like, I could tell you just by the response from just the business team meeting that we had this past week, I am almost convinced everybody that was there is going to be taking part. I got messages after the fact. I don't know if you got any calls or messages, but they're reaching out to me to connect with you. So that is a great sign. People are excited, even just from, you know, the raise the hands in the room when we ask who's looking to take part. Everybody's down, because it's something, again, even the what I appreciated is that even the other coaches that we have who help clients are like, yo, I'm coming too. Like, it's like you're bringing things where you could educate, and I love this. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. It's something where there's a need to just be able to understand the differences, especially in these times. You mentioned it before. Unfortunately, we had a lot of businesses that didn't survive, and we have a lot of businesses who are still holding on. You know what I mean? And this, the information that you're coming could be what they need to just get them to that next level and to get them expanding, you know? And so to get out of the surviving mode and get more into the thriving mode, you know? And that's what we're really hoping for.
And that truly is my hope, especially Black minority women-owned businesses. I mean, these are the business models, specifically in the States, and I imagine even for you guys up there in Canada, probably all over the world. You know, these are the groups that struggle even more. Business is already hard.
Yeah.
But then if you're in one of these disproportionately disadvantaged groups, that's my passion. I mean, we got a whole community to uplift. We got generations that this is going to ripple for generations to come to help make all these businesses successful. That's what I'm trying to build in my business. I'm already teaching my 9-year-old or soon to be 9-year-old how to write copy. Like, that's one of the most valuable business skills you can have. So I mean, to all of my business owners, just know that, you know, whatever we can do to uplift, but that's to your point, Pharaoh, that's why I do what I do. I know that's why you do what you do, brother.
So. Yep. Yeah, and the thing, what I'm excited for, and I kind of alluded to it at the beginning, is this cross-border connection. I do think it's like the power of businesses relationship. It's who you, it's who you know, and also who knows you. That's something else somebody taught me. It's like, it's who you know, and also who knows you. And so us being able to bridge this gap, like we already have a good amount of members in the United States as is, but to be able to connect with a person like you who also is connected to other networks and stuff as well, I think that is huge. So I know I'm really looking forward to it. We'll see, you know, how many brothers and sisters we have from across Canada and from across the States, because I'm going to start reaching out to all of them to let them know that they should be taking part in this workshop. I might even pull some of our entrepreneurs from, you know, in different parts of Africa and have them join just to unite everybody. So now before I go and I ask you a tough question, I want to give an opportunity for you to share your contacts. So how people could reach out if they want to find out a little more about you. And I definitely, and do not forget to plug Alignable, because that is something that, like, since you mentioned it to me, I went on the platform. I was like, yo, this thing is huge. So yes, so please, if you can let the people know, because you know, they're just waiting. They're like, yo, we are good. Forget the workshop. They're going to try to reach out to you right away. I'm telling you right now, from when they hear it, They will reach out, but
all right,
let's go.
Again, you said, I want to touch on something you said because this is so important. Mm-hmm. It's not always who you know, it's who knows you. Mm-hmm. And because of that statement, because of that, what that means to me personally, Farrah, I literally give my direct phone number to any and everybody. Because I want to be in everybody's phone.
Mm-hmm.
So to that point, the best way to get in touch with me is literally to call or text. My number is, it's a US-based number, but 404-689-2607. So that's my phone number, my email address. It's a little bit long, but I'll go ahead and spit it out. It's jarvisgray@qccbusinesssolutions.com. Website is qccbusinesssolutions.com as well. On Alignable, for everyone, if you all are on Alignable, let me encourage everyone, get on Alignable, period. Mm-hmm. It is, I jokingly say when I first got onto it a few months ago, I thought it was LinkedIn's little cousin. Mm-hmm. And then I started just engaging with the businesses and business owners who are currently on it. And it is incredibly engaging. I've been fortunate to work with a couple of other business leaders, and we have a community on Alignable for Black-owned business owners specifically. That's the name of the group. And we have over 20,000 Black-owned business owners in this group. And again, highly, highly engaged group. So I invite you all to connect there. A lot of B2B relationships are growing, and we encourage a lot of our business owners to do workshops. Like, we want to help create that visibility. So much of what you're doing here with the OFC, just creating opportunities and visibility. So, man, when I say, you know, again, our connections are so incredibly timely.
Yeah.
Because that's what we need for our communities, is that opportunity, the access, the visibility. So Alignable is just one group that we're starting this on, and I'm trying to figure out more ways. Here in the States, to your point, I'm building relationships with our city officials across Atlanta. Atlanta is one of the top cities in the country where Black-owned business owners are thriving. Mm-hmm. Almost 5 million people in total in this city alone, not even the state of Georgia. So yeah, we are just trying to figure out more and more ways to connect the dots, to get people collaborating. That's the path right now.
My brother. And again, just speaking to you, I'm excited. I feel like the next is for us to have an OFC office in Atlanta. I think that should be what one of our goals is, to get established out there, to be able to help to bring that element of culture and community to business. So that's really what we love to do. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to, as I'm speaking to you, like, there's some key brothers I'm looking forward to introducing to, like my brother, David Cassius, who's he's part of BNI, but he runs a couple of chapters in Canada. He has, like, I think the whole Ottawa region and the whole Gatineau region. Like, he runs regions, which is awesome. Okay. Another brother, Ryan Knight, huge brother, runs an amazing network, which is the African Canadian Business Network. I'm looking forward to connecting with him. And my brother, Victor Beausoleil, who runs SETSI, which is a national network. He's based in Ghana, but he runs a national network. Like, these are people that, like, we're all birds of a feather. And Frankie Boa, who runs the Pan-African Council of Quebec, which is another huge network. These are great. Like, I'm just looking forward to getting all of us in a room, like, discussing, because we all run networks. We all have a passion for what we're doing. And we're all looking forward to bringing the community to another level. So I think together it's like sky's the limit. So as we're wrapping up, this has been awesome and super exciting. I like to put our listeners on the spot. This is the Empower Hour, as everybody knows. So if I had to ask you for some empowering words to leave with our listeners today, do you have any empowering words for us?
So this was something that my coach taught me. And I want to highlight that first, because even as a coach, you know, I serve my clients as a business growth strategist to help them grow. So a business coach on steroids in my mindset, I have a coach. Mm-hmm. So my coach pushes me, and I in turn connect and push my clients. But my coach taught me this, and it's something I use with all my clients, and I hope this resonates with everyone. If you all truly believe in your business, the products, the services that you are given the opportunity to share with the world, then you are morally, legally, and ethically required to serve, period. Mm. So if you truly believe, so you know, when business owners get to a point where they're scared to pick up the phone,
right,
to make the phone call,
yeah,
or they're scared to do the follow-up to see if that person really wanted to buy their product or their service,
right,
you are ethically, morally, legally required to pick. It's not about you anymore.
Right.
It's about your ability to serve, your opportunity to serve that client with whatever your product is, the impact that you're going to make on their lives to make their life a little bit better, right? That's what business is. We solve problems for people. We're not selling stuff.
That's it.
We're solving problems. So if you truly believe in your product, your service, your business, you are now morally, legally, and ethically required to serve. Period.
Wow. But that is huge. And you have no idea how that speaks volumes, even like to me personally, like because I go through it, like I love what I do. But there's times where you get discouraged sometimes, and you get discouraged and you're looking at it like, yo, one, you're asking yourself, do people even appreciate what you're doing? Is this product? But like you said, like I believe in what we're doing. I've seen the impact and it is beyond me. And I can't let that doubt come in. I can't let those type of things. And I know I'm not the only entrepreneur that goes through it. Where it's like, you know, where you're not sure if you should make up, like you said, pick up the phone and make that follow-up call. But you're absolutely right, because we're not pushing something. We're not here to sell it something. It's like we're here to genuinely help. If we feel this is something that could genuinely help you, we're sharing the opportunity to offer you that support and that help.
Yeah. Here, when I do my live workshops, we may not get the opportunity next week, but, you know, maybe something we can start sprinkling into some of our other calls. Just go around the room and ask me, why are you in business? Just why? What's your why? You know, for me, a lot of it centers on the fact that I grew up in South Florida during the 80s. I call it the Scarface era. And, you know, homeless, drugs, violence, you know what I'm saying? So I have two kids now that I refuse to let them experience anything that I experienced in my childhood. So my why makes me wake up every single day. But when I talk to other business owners and ask them their why, it's, you know, they want the freedom. They want the independence. They want to create generational wealth and opportunities. They want to create a legacy, right?
Yeah.
I've yet to meet a business owner say, I'm just trying to be the next Bill Gates or Elon Musk. I'm trying to be a super billionaire. Yeah. Nobody says that.
No, it's true.
You know, the money helps the mission.
Mm-hmm.
But if you truly are out there trying to make an impact, then absolutely. I mean, you got to serve, period. Don't make it about you. You just get out there and make it about serving and solving problems. Everything else to take care of itself.
Brother, I'm excited. So everybody, you have heard it. Mark your calendars. We're going to be promoting it. We're going to be pushing it so everybody knows. We got the workshop coming up. As you're speaking, I was writing notes all over my page. But is that you said something, I'm like, ooh, we're going to coin the workshop this.
Planning for sales growth.
Yes.
That's what it is. Acceleration. That's what we're going to be talking about. The Business Revenue Playbook is the book, and I'll send that over to you. That's an ebook that folks can access, no cost. You know, I want to get these strategies, these tools, these resources in people's hands. And please, any thoughts or questions at any point, please call me, email me, text me, smoke messages, whatever you need.
whatever it takes.
I'm here to serve. So.
My brother. I appreciate you guys. This is going to be awesome. December 17th, mark your calendars, 11 a.m. We're having this workshop. It's going to change your life as an entrepreneur. Invite a friend. Tell somebody to tell somebody. This is going to be exceptional. Brother Jarvis, great. I appreciate you for being a part of the Parlay with the People. Thank you for being a member of the OFC. We appreciate what you're doing for the community. And just thanks for blessing the whole Empower Hour and all our listeners. Thank you again for what you're doing, my brothers.
Absolutely. No, thank you. I can't wait to see everybody on the 17th.
Looking at me like that,
follow me.
Pushing on me right back,
follow me.
Every move that you make.
Every step that you take, make me want you more and more. You know why, though, why you making me wait? Where you been all my life?
Follow me.
Just the kind that I like.
Follow me.
I've been thinking after we done drinking, we should both be linking. And
the saddest day in my life is if I let you walk away.
I love scrub down, scrub it down, I love scrub down.